but far away. Brad, you obviously had a lot to do with Walshy here and at West Coast. How are you holding up?
Personally? Yeah, it's a tough time, I guess, to lose someone that's taught you so much about the game. And, it's been a mate over the time is tough. So, but I think, everyone's sort of dealing with it in their own way. And I guess the AFL community over the weekend was amazing in the way that they showed their support from the games to even yesterday at Adelaide Oval. I thought that was fantastic show of support.
Did everybody deal with it individually, on their own, or did you guys get together at some point over the weekend?
Well, initially, we just had a meeting when we first found out, and we were still in Sydney, so we had a fair few hours in Sydney together, and that was pretty tough, sort of waiting around for the aeroplane and to get home, and then once we got home, a couple of the boys sort of just did their own things as smaller groups, I think, tried to make sure that everyone was sort of supported and. We make sure that we look after each other in these situations.
Is getting back on the park the remedy, or is it something you can never really...
It's a tough one. Yeah, I guess getting back to trying to get back into what you know and is probably the way to go about it. And I think that we've got to do that, this week and going forward. But it's a tough time, and I think that everyone will take. Longer or shorter, or everyone's grieving process is different, and I'm sure that everyone will take their own time to deal with it, and work through the best ways to go about it. And the club are good in terms of the support networks that they put in place, and there's plenty of avenues for guys to go and speak to about things like that.
You guys have been through a bit of tragedy, obviously, a couple of years gone past. Did you reach out to any of the Crows boys?
I haven't personally yet. No, my thoughts are with those boys though. It's a horrific time, and I'm thinking of how they're going, and I know that all the boys here have offered their support to the guys they know, and it's a shocking time, and I just hope that they're handling it okay, as well as the Walsh family, Meredith and the family, how they're dealing with it all. It's our thoughts are with them for sure.
Brad, what did Walsh mean to the Port Adelaide playing group?
Yeah, well, I guess it's started a long time ago, didn't it? He had 11 years all up. I didn't see him before he left because I wasn't in the system. But the guy said that he was instrumental back then in terms of the way that the team planned and trained and prepared and got themselves ready, and then sort of culminated in that 2004 premiership. He was instrumental in that. Last year he was brilliant. He was passionate about the game. He was funny. He's a funny man, and so he brought that humour as well as that intensity to strive to get better, to improve. He was fantastic like that as well. But then he was able to lighten it up at the right time and have a bit of fun with it as well. So he was brilliant in the way that last year I thought he brought a lot to the group, and just the way that we set up, the way that we still trying to play. A lot of the time, the way that that he brought to the group last year. So he's a real student of the game, and a guy that was continually looking to improve and get the most out of us as players. He drove us hard and worked hard.
How will you go Thursday night? It's the first game you guys would have played since the tragedy.
Yeah, I hope that as a group we can pull it together and play some really good football and do it in his honour, I guess, and in a way. It's that's the best way to, I guess we talked about it before, getting back on track and things will just keep rolling and the game will come about this weekend, and hopefully we can really make sure that we play some really good football and get a win.
But I think the game only a couple of days away.
Yeah.
Which is kind of tough for me going into the meetings and trying to prepare for that game. Do you think the boys will be mentally prepared to play?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think come Thursday we'll put the time and effort into Collingwood and make sure that we're mentally prepared to play. He meant different things to different players, and I know that that'll be in their minds constantly. But I think that the best way that we can go about it is to play and to really give it a good crack on Thursday night.
Do you find the game an escape? What would players talk about playing footy as an escape?
In a way, I guess, yeah. It's a way to to do what you love and get out there and get around the guys that have been, you know, we're all going through it together. And so to go out on the track and to play together is, in a way, a good escape and a good way to just to be together and, yeah, I guess.
Do you think all the boys will be able to front up?
Yeah, I think so, yep. You know, he had a year with us, and it was, you know, a brilliant year. But I know that he would want us to keep going and keep playing, and so yeah, I think that personally for as a team, I think that we'll be all okay to play. As for the Crows, I'm not really sure how they'd be going with it all. But yeah, that's a different sort of situation, I guess.
Mm.
If Shortsy is suspended, how much will he be missed on this and that? Yeah,
he's a big loss down forward. He's you know, been a focal point for us as a forward, and you know, he hasn't probably been kicking the goals that you'd hope he has been recently. But I know that, you know, the player that he is, he can put that behind him and really play some good football going forward for the remainder of the year. So hopefully he can get off and play on the weekend.
What did you think of that, Brad? We saw against Carlton, you know, a similar situation with Robbie Gray. What did you think about Shortsy's on
that, Richard, sorry. Yeah, well, that's I think he should get off. I think that, you know, the tackle was a little bit different to Bryce Gibbs, and so hopefully it can be judged that way as well.
But how about Brody's push on Parker?
Yeah, I don't really feel like there's anything in that. I think that you never know what Parker's thinking at the time. I don't think there was any real malice in it. I think it was just Brody just, I guess, trying to keep him out of the play for that stoppage. You know, he wasn't doing anything outside of the rules, I don't think.
But just on Walshy, when you went over to Perth, you were only 17, just getting started. Mm. The things he instilled in you in that age that you still remember now?
Yeah, well, that's I think he shaped the way that I play football, a lot of it. You know, that's I think the way that, yeah, he saw the game was just so different to anything that I'd realised and seen before, and so I think that working closely with him through those times, definitely shaped the way that I play and the way that I look at the game, and just the amount of time and effort that he put into it, I think, sort of rubbed off on a lot of the guys at West Coast at that time, and he was massive in the way that West Coast turned their performances around, and it took a while for everyone to adjust to the way that we were trying to play, but. Yeah, he was huge in bringing me in and helping me develop as a footballer, and yeah, I'll be forever thankful for that, because yeah, he was a huge part of it. Mm.
What would he think of all this, all the fuss? I know it's obviously tragic, but what would he think if it was, you know, if he?
Yeah, oh, I don't think he'd be wanting so much fuss about him, but that's just the way he was, you know. His big thing was, you know, getting the job done, and I think that. That was one thing that he instilled on us here, and I think that, yeah, going forward, I think that's one thing that we can really carry to just get the job done and go forward.
Right, it's not involving your club, but what do you think about the appointment of Wusher at the Crows?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I think it's probably a bit too early to think too much into it, but I always thought Wusher was a really good coach, and once again, him and Walshy were probably two keys to the way I sort of play the game, and I think that he's a fantastic leader, so if he was to get the job, he'd be fine.
What about the game? You can't afford many more slip-ups, can you, if any?
No, we can't. No. That's and so that's why I guess we need to make sure that we get out there and give it a red hot go.
What's going to be the key this Thursday night?
I think that a bit of it comes down to that skill execution and decision making under pressure. I think that we've probably just faded a little bit in those areas, and if we can fix them up, I think it'll go a long way to getting the job done, I guess. Yeah.
They've been in some pretty good runs for the Pies. They've sort of gone down narrowly, the Hawks and Freo in the last couple of weeks. So.
Yeah, they're playing some good football, and that's like you said, two of the top sides that they've just narrowly lost to. Sorry. So that's. They're playing some really good football, and I know that it's going to be a tough opposition. So we're putting the time and effort into them and making sure that we give it a go.
You look like you copped a bit of a heavy knock just before three-quarter time, I think it was.
I've pulled up okay. Yeah, just a little bit sore, but as most blokes are, you'll be all right.
And Jacko, he's sort of shaking off any effects?
It was an illness that sort of kept creeping up the day of the game, and so I think that they made the right choice in leaving him out, and he should be fine this week. He's looking fine.
Has the club spoken to you about how the club will honour Phil on Thursday night at all?
No, we haven't yet. No, I think that they're still working through the process of all that. So I'm sure that we will in our own way. And yeah, that'll get done. But I'm not 100% sure on how it'll get done just yet.
Trengove, he'll be a big in, I guess. They've got a couple of big units up there that got their hands on it a fair bit on the weekend in Cloak and Jesse White as well.
Yeah, yeah. So Jacko's always, him and Bobby are the two sort of focal points, I guess, down back. And having him back is very handy for us.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Thank you, mate.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good.
I think the lack of belt is just so pure nothing.